Factors Radio, FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
We're here with Jack, who's just released a new EP. So I guess we should probably ask him some questions about it.
Yeah. Well, first of all, we should ask him what his name is, what he does.
And where people can find you.
Yeah.
Well, I am... My stage name is Fugo Kid. I make rap music, jazz, hip-hop music on the island. And if you would like to find me, I am on most major streaming platforms. So Spotify, Apple Music. And you can find my social media. I am on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube under Maybe Fugo Kid. If you'd like to check that out.
So I've got a few questions that I've come up with here. Mm-hmm. I think we'll probably give everyone the best description of like your experience in making it. So the first question I have on my list is, what was the process of creating your EP? So like, how did you do that, and what sort of inspired you to do it?
Well, so the whole idea from the EP came, it was like about, I want to say a year ago now. And then I only sort of like, I kind of just forgot about it. And then I sort of just started working on it back again in November. And the inspiration came from, I went up with my friend Jack Jordan, who features on the EP.
Yeah.
And we went up to go see a Loyal Khana concert in, I'm pretty sure it was Brixton Academy. And I just want to say, it was really cool. And after seeing it, I was like, oh, I really want to do something like that. I mean, just the sound was beautiful.
He's got a great voice as well.
Oh, it's amazing. And then after that, I went home, and that's when I wrote the first song, which was This City.
Yeah.
It's the first one I wrote. And then I produced and wrote all the songs just by myself in my room. I would just get Rhiannon and Jack Round, who featured on the EP, and we would just work on it in my like small bedroom studio setup. It was nothing fancy, but just something like that. And we were just working it like that. It was just...
I mean, everyone started somewhere.
Yeah.
So I'm sure a bedroom studio is probably pretty much where everyone who's made it started.
It could suffice. It works.
And then leading on from that, I've got another question which could upset someone. Who knows? Which was your favourite feature to work with?
Wow. Yeah, that's put me in a sticky position.
No pressure to answer.
I can't say favourite. They both have their good qualities in working with them. They also have their quite difficult qualities working with them. But... Yeah, it's difficult now. But...
Put you on the spot.
Yeah, definitely put me on the spot. But I really can't. When I was working with Jack to I had him on to do his vocals, and I just want to say his one took the longest. It took so long, but it was mainly from like time availability. When can you record this? When can you record that? And then when we finally were able to do it, get to mine, and it was like, the thing about him is he's such a perfectionist, and it's definitely not a bad thing. I mean, he made it sound amazing. His vocals sound amazing, and I'm really happy I got him to feature on the EP. But I think definitely a lot of the time I'm sort of just sat there, I just let him work his magic. I was like, okay, this is how you record, just press that button to record, and just do whatever you want, your creative freedom. Now this is your part. I'll just lay on my bed. I was just on my phone. But yeah, he's really, really, really good to work with. But
it just takes a long time.
It took a really long time to get it done. Whereas on the other hand, with Rhiannon, I think I messaged her. We got it done in about like 20 minutes. And then I had to go off to like a driving lesson or something. But I can't say I have a favorite. I enjoyed working with them both, but.
There's ups and downs for both
of them. There are ups and downs for both of them, but Absolutely. They were both amazing to work with. I'm really glad I got to have them on.
So then, on your, obviously it's an EP, which was your favourite song that you sort of made?
Ooh. I want to...
And like, how would you sum that up to someone who might not necessarily know your music?
I want to say that my favourite song on the EP is... I think it's UFOs. The last song, UFOs, is definitely my favorite. I think it's just because it means the most to me.
Yeah.
Like as my song as an artist, because it's all about, you know, my perspective on things, like how I see my music and where I want to take it. And to someone who's never heard my music before, it's actually like more of a like I don't want to say aggressive, but it's like a more of a, like aggressive style of music. It's more like up there compared to my other stuff.
Less jazzy than some of the other stuff.
Yeah, less jazzy. But it's a sort of like soul, like sample ish, with like these heavy like hip hop drums, and the flow's like very like linear and fast. And it sort of talks about my whole experience of like, you know, where I want to take my music, how I see it. And like it delivers the whole message of the EP as like a final like send off, like these are my words, mine to define, those are the lyrics in the hook. And it's like, yeah, this EP encapsulates how I feel with my music, and this is what I want to create. And it's a very like personal thing to me.
So it's more of a sort of personal project, yeah, rather than maybe, yeah, getting the song to be what everyone else thinks it should be.
Yeah,
being,
yeah,
your own thing. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. The other question was, obviously you did your sort of like first live show of the EP at AAA Records.
Oh yes, yeah.
How what was the experience doing that?
I honestly, it was so much fun. I don't think it could have gone like any better. The people there were amazing. Setting up, there was a bit of stress setting up because we did get there later than we would have liked, and I think there was traffic in Newport, and like finding places to park, and we were like, oh, how are we gonna do all this? But in the end, it ended up being all right. And it sounded great. It was really fun to be up there. It was my first live performance with the band.
Yeah.
And I think for a first live performance, it went really, really solid.
I've seen some clips of it. It, yeah, does look very good. Yeah.
And we had Rhiannon up do her part, and Jack, yeah, singing while playing the keys. Props to him. During practice, we didn't have time. We didn't get that like that much of an opportunity to practice like with a mic for him, because we were missing a mic stand. Turns out it was in like, I don't know, it was just somewhere else in the house, but we just never bothered to find it. But, yeah, it was really amazing. Loads of people came to watch and support, and yeah, the atmosphere was just amazing. It was great. I loved it.
So obviously you really enjoyed that. Are there any more sort of live shows coming up that people will be able to go and see?
Well, we've just wrapped up technically a busy, busy week. We've had AAA, did White Noise, recently opened for 5 Degrees North, along with Thesis. Shout out to them. But in the future, obviously there is the Isle of Wight Festival main stage. You can see me there on the Sunday.
That's from having one White Noise.
Having one White Noise, yes. and also Three Rivers Festival coming up soon. I will be on the community stage on, I believe it is the 30th, from 7 till 8. That's based off my memory, but also my memory is very hazy, so I could be wrong. But I believe that's what it is.
Yeah. So plenty of opportunities for people to come and listen to you. If not at Three Rivers,
yeah.
Obviously main stage at Isle of Wight, yeah, the Isle of Wight Festival.
You literally walk in, main stage is right there.
Yeah. There he is, yeah. Just go and stand there.
Yeah, you just
just wait. Honestly, even if you're turning up on Friday, just wait until just Sunday,
yeah,
for Jack.
Yeah, you've got to get there early for the barricades, you know.
Yeah, 2 days early, in fact. So I think that's all we have time for now. We'll have a little bit more music, a little bit of local music from Derek Sandy. And then we'll be back for the rest of the second hour of the show.
Yeah.